This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gordon Chang. Gordon is here to discuss the competing headlines we have from London, from New York, from China, about the state of the Chinese economy in the midst of what is generally understood as a trade war. Gordon, it appears we have a tale of two Chinese Communist parties. On the one hand, as recently as the 24th of April, that's last Thursday, the headline out of Beijing, China has told the U.S. to completely cancel all unilateral tariff measures, end quote, if Washington wants trade talks, in some of Beijing's strongest comments on the deepening trade war between the world's two economic superpowers. And then, several days later, I mean right now, we have the same newspaper and a completely different direction. It's very strange. We have to deal with the fact that the direction now goes towards a deal, or some kind of deal is in consideration. China grants some tariff exemptions for U.S. imports as trade war bites. Final twist, within these last hours, China's top economic officials said the country could do without American farm and energy imports, as they vowed to achieve a 5% GDP growth target for the year, despite the trade war with the U.S. Okay, Gordon, I'm confused. That's why I've invited you to come help me. China doesn't need us, drop dead. China needs us for certain things, such as pharmaceuticals and materials for semiconductors. And by the way, did I mention chemical products as well? Or China can find plenty of food, and in the rest of the world, we don't need your agriculture. Which is it, Gordon? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. China certainly needs us. And that's why on Friday, we learned from both the FT and Reuters that China, without announcement and unofficially, has allowed people to import into China without tariffs, no tariffs at all, certain American products like the ones you mentioned, aviation parts, industrial chemicals, some semiconductors, medical devices, some medicines. And the reason is China can't get them anywhere else. And the FT and Reuters also reported that on Chinese media sites on Friday, there was a list of 131 items that China was considering allowing tariff-free imports, because China just can't get them elsewhere. Now, I think that the reason why this was unannounced was because Beijing cannot afford to appear weak. Xi Jinping has been making the argument for about a half decade that China has already surpassed the United States. So he cannot in public appear dependent on trade from China. It can't appear dependent on items coming from America. And he also cannot, I think, admit that he's giving in to U.S. pressure. So right now we have a Chinese regime that is making significant concessions, but cannot admit that it's doing so.
And Gordon, I understand there's pride here. Face saving is another way of talking about it. But when we come to talks, is there another definition of talk besides talk? Because China continues to deny there are talks. There quite clearly are talks. Otherwise, you wouldn't be talking exemptions. What is it that makes them want to say, we're not going to talk to the United States? Who's the audience for that?
Well, I think the audience for that is people in China, because the regime has just made it clear that they don't need the U.S. And so therefore, they can't be talking to us. We talk to China across a broad range of topics all the time. So I think that indeed there have been talks between Beijing and Washington about trade. They haven't been at a high level, but nonetheless, I think that they've been going on. And on Thursday, 10 or 11, maybe 12 Chinese officials from the Ministry of Finance were actually seen entering the grounds of the U.S. Treasury's main office building at 7 in the morning. And Chinese security personnel were adamant that no one could take pictures of them entering, which we do have images of it. And that's a real indication how fragile and intransigent the regime is.
Anecdotes, but they're worthwhile here. As of last fall and early December, I have a correspondent telling me, who has a factory on the mainland, Pearl River Basin, that factories around them. All the small manufacturers tend to be clustered, I'm told, into groups like this is for Europe, this is for America, this is for Brazil. Factories around them were calling and saying, have you got work for us? We can provide cheap. We have a lot of room on our assembly line. That was last December. It's continued until Liberation Day. And on Liberation Day, the calls were, we're desperate. Give us work. We're done. We can't go on. And then the following week, when there were more tariffs announced, pretty much what they were saying was, we're out of business. We've let everybody go. There's no future for us. Our order books are empty. Now, that's anecdote, Gordon. We've heard from other correspondents, though, similar anecdotes. Does Beijing not know this? That's what's going on in the small manufacturers, not the SOE guys, the small guys.
Oh, I'm sure China knows it, because workers are actually being sent home back to the farms. And so China's regime clearly understands what's going on. They think, though, that they can handle that through a number of ways, perhaps some payments to people unofficially. And clearly, there's going to be more emphasis on social controls. So Beijing believes it can get through this. But people are talking about millions being unemployed eventually, 16 to 20 million, you hear from the U.S. investment banks. And I think that that's probably right, because the tariffs that the U.S. is imposing on China are of such are so high that they basically stop much of the trade into the United States. And by the way, other countries are also imposing tariffs on China because they don't want China to dump into their markets the goods that China cannot now sell into the U.S. So we saw, for instance, last week, India put a 12% tariff on steel, and that was directed at the Chinese dumping steel into India.
We also have this from the deputy governor of the People's Bank of China. He said, Zhao Lan, he said, the central bank would free up more cash for banks and cut interest rates in an appropriate time while vowing to keep the renminbi's exchange rate stable. Gordon, I understand some people can, you know, put mayonnaise on their sandwich at the same time they're juggling. But that's not an ordinary thing, right? So what we're looking at here is the bank claiming it can do everything at once when it feels like it's time for it. That sounds like either ignorance or desperation. Which is it, Gordon?
I think that it's a little bit of desperation, because right now the Chinese central bank wants to make sure that the renminbi falls in value, but it wants the descent to be controlled. And what China is talking about in terms of loosening and providing additional stimulus, I think will have an effect on putting too much renminbi into China, and therefore it's going to create a downward pressure on the currency. So they can manage it for now, John, but I don't think they can manage it for very long, because we're talking about really desperate circumstances in the export sector, as we just talked about.
Gordon Chiang, in the midst of the trade war, confusing headlines out of China.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.